scrambled. I clearly remember when I was 10 because of my mother made a new Chinese pink and a striped dress for me for my birthday. And I climbed a tree and
Torah.
tore it. So I don't spend, they just patch it back here, peewee here. I remember. And then before that, when we're in elementary school, my brother and I,
John.
John, went to some friend's house, didn't return until it was dark. So we got home. You see, we have this.
You're punished for staying out without.
There's a, see what we write, like a little blackboard, but it's slate or something. You use chalk to write, and it's coming apart. So my mother pulled this one side with a wood part and
Thank you.
spanked, not just once or twice, and say, "You know how much we worry about you. After dark, you cannot go. You have to come home and tell me." I remember that.
How old were you?
Elementary school, first, second, third grade, somewhere there.
Now you went to Chinese school, right?
All the way from kindergarten up to university. I don't know why, my two older sisters, two older brother went to
American
American
school.
school from first grade all the way to 12. But we never even been to it. That's why our English is no good. But whenever we're in summer vacation, all that, my mother will force us to learn English, me and John. On the table when we eating breakfast, my mother said, "Please pass the butter. You have to say that to pass the butter." So I refuse to eat butter. I just don't know. I'd rather not do.
English, you didn't.
I
Whereas your
didn't
older brothers and sisters all spoke English.
want. Yeah, at home, and especially my mother and father, when they fight, they speak English.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't want us to hear probably.
Now, grandma was very fluent in English.
Oh, no,
How about
no,
your father?
father, my father, when she was in university freshman year, she got first in her English or composition class.
Oh, your father?
Yeah, even in America it was a she got first in.
How did he learn English? Did he
He didn't
travel to America like grandma did? Oh, yeah.
travel straight to school. But she studied her. He's very smart and he studied very hard. So that's my childhood. Okay. So summer vacation, my mother forced us to take English. And also the other brother and sister laugh at us when we make a mistake. So we don't like learning English. That's why my English is poor because I didn't study hard. I did try not to study English, like that attitude. And I'm the fifth child. Above me, two girls and two boys, older. And I'm the fifth. And there's a young brother and a young sister, very smart, visible, and acute.
That's
So I'm,
John and Austin.
but so I'm not, I'm a nobody in my family. But I feel very happy because no
No
restriction,
pressure.
no pressure.
So two older boys and two older girls.
Yeah, they're in American school, all Western 90s and that English. And my John is very cute and smart and all that. And Bessie is very beautiful. And that everybody, my father mother liked Bessie the most because when she was little, she has a kidney problem. Poor health. Thank you, yeah. So I'm a nobody. But I'm happy. I'm living in my own world. I'm very, very happy. And my brother and sister treat me well. My real name is Catherine Rose Faye.
How do you know that?
Catherine is my first name. Rose is middle name. Catherine Rose Faith, because when I was born, two missionary Chinese returned students went to visit my mother, and they spoke Cantonese or something. I don't remember. Anyhow, they one is Catherine, one is Rose. So I'm named after. Only my second brother, Eddie, always called me Catherine. I don't know why. So it feels close to me or something. And everybody called me Xiaomei because I'm the youngest girl at that time. And Bessie came right 6 years later. So I'm always Xiaomei. And then later, and Xiaomei really came, I became Rose. Everybody called me Rose.
Why didn't they call you Catherine?
I don't know why. Too many Catherine, maybe. I don't know why. Rose is easier.
Yeah. They call you Rose, or is it Rose?
Rose.
How about Bessie?
Bai Tai.
They always call it Bai Tai.
Bai Tai, Bai Tai, Xiao Bai Tai, Xiao Bai Tai. Xiao Bai Tai. She was the Lao Bai Tai. She's the youngest, and also she came. When she was born, my mother had the two tied. When you were giving birth, your
fallopian tube
is near the skin, so she had it tied or something.
Sterilization.
But you have to open the tummy. There's a mark on the tummy. Uh-huh. And she was crying. This is what my mother told me. And she was crying. My father, why do you cry? Is it because it's a girl? And it became a joke, but they both love him, her the most. Because she's the youngest, the last one, and because she had poor health when she was little. So that's why she didn't go to a single day of Chinese school. Chinese school has too many of homework and hard learning to write a character. So she was sent to Catholic school and all that. And she even went to 1 year, first grade in American school. So my parents probably have intention of sending her to English school instead of Chinese school. So I was very happy. I have many friends. My mother and father tried to be nice to me, but too many children to be nice. Like when I was the last one to leave the house. I was 25. My mother got worried and bringing pictures of what we get to. This is so-and-so's nephew. This is so-and-so. You look how nice he is. I said, Mother, if you like him, go ahead and marry him.
You didn't want to get married?
No, I just don't. I'm a little boyish. I don't like. I have a few boyfriends before that. But when as soon as they know you, they want to kiss you or hug you. And I want to talk in. I like a quiet one person. So all my good boyfriend never even hold hands, but we like each other a lot, but we don't kiss or anything. So I'm at 25. I have a few boyfriends, but I like a group, like 20, 25, 23, six by six. We all go together and have fun. I remember we in Chengdu we had. There's a group. I said, why when we go camping? I always pair up one boy, one girl, one boy. Why don't we all do things together that time? So, but I enjoy my childhood very much. I go to Chinese school all the time. And my grandfather, father's father, loves me the most. Because it's for older, two Westernized. They don't want to go to the market or the junkyard or even the Tianqiao, a place where they have this old Chinese culture, storyteller, magic, magician. My grandma always takes me. When they come
just
in.
Just you and not
me? Yeah, nobody else. Betty, nobody ever dare to touch her. Nobody. So I have.
There's a picture of your grandfather in the book.
My grandfather? Yeah, in the group. and showers. And one day when I'm coming back, I'm wet in the rickshaw. The rickshaw man had to take the cover off and take to the house. My mama will wash it and iron it dry and give it and give her. Because in China, at that time, men can pee at a corner of a street, but there's or public health bathroom, but no public bathroom toilet for women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to go?
I don't know.
They can't go out.
They go out. So I pee in the rickshaw. But my grandmother loves me. Always show favorite to me.
The book said he was always fighting with
grandma.
Your grandma.
Grandma is a stubborn old lady because she has a carbuncle. It's just like a boy, but very, very bad in between the back of the knee. And at that time, if it's going through surgery, it's all right. But she got the, when it's over, the muscle tied so she couldn't stretch her leg. So she has a stool, a round stool was about that high. Move that stool one step and make one step. And the feet is about this big, small feet.
Bouncy.
Yeah, really this small. And she will walk with a stool. How can that woman not be stubborn or queer? Because she suffered a lot. But no one liked her. When I was sick, she would come here and complain. I think I'd go away because I want to sleep. Pretty tall. But everybody loved Grandpa. Grandpa will have all these treats in his room. And all the children go see Grandpa. No one see Grandma in the other room, in another section of the house. They don't sleep in the same corner. But my grandmother every day goes to Grandma. Grandmother, there's a courtyard. What's one two room here and one room here. They two sleep in the same. They have different kitchen. They the two of them don't see each other. They still fight because they use the same kitchen. Grandma has a lady servant. Grandma doesn't have servant. But sometimes the water in the kitchen is boiled and Grandma uses them. And Grandma, you didn't boil it. How can you use my boiling water? So that kind of fight. Grandpa married my father's father at age 13.
How old was your grandma?
Grandma was 15. At that time, people married early to get the woman, the daughter-in-law, to serve at home like a servant. That's why they want their son to get married, so they get their free labor, you know?
Uh-huh.
I said, and then we were a very poor family, and my four-faith grandparents, they were very, very poor. Even my grandfather was the oldest, and then there is another son and another son. The third son is
Oberlin. What about your grandfather's brother?
Yeah, Oberlin. Oberlin is the third grandfather's son. So there, Oberlin was born, and my father gave birth to all the have children. We're about the same age because this third grandfather went to America and all that. And my old grandfather, who married a 13, is almost never been in school. And grandma never been in school. And they talk about dental flossing. And my grandma never go to the dentist. Never had cavities because they don't eat sweets. And my grandma rinsed his mouth after each eating. Anything we eat is a food. Every egg, so they had. But my grandma lost all her teeth because she had childbirth. They lost teeth because of that.
Oh,
you lose your calcium feeding the baby and all that.
Okay.
I'll